What would it be called?
That's in the blitz, man.
We're recording, by the way. That's...
Hey, this is...
Which show is it?
This is Hodge Podcast. This is regular Hodge Podcast, right?
Yes, this is regular Hodge Podcast.
Awesome.
We got too many podcasts going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So we get a little mixed up with the intros.
I just walked out of a podcast, walked into this one. Out of one room, into the next one.
I feel like this was the first time I ever came here that I was like, boy, we're making a lot of stuff right now. I am sitting outside waiting to do this podcast. Because there's already a podcast going on in the studio.
Right.
You're turning into a podcast mode. I think we need to upgrade this Hodge Podcast Network.
Yeah, we do.
This is the first original Hodge Podcast we've done in like... 2 months.
It's been a while.
I didn't actually look at the feed. I don't know. I've been busy doing Two Dudes in a Sweet Prince.
Right.
Our web series.
Working hard editing that up.
Yeah, that's taken a lot more time than I expected. All right. So with us coming back to do this show, Zane, you came to me and you said, "Oh, I know what the next Hodge Podcast is. We're doing top 10 movies of 2013."
Right.
And I don't like the top tens. I always want to do top fives. You say top fives aren't enough. And honestly, I don't like doing top anythings.
Right.
So we came up with a compromise. We picked 13 movies that came out in 2013 that we have seen.
Yeah.
These might be, because this is the thing. I also didn't see a lot of movies in 2013. So I have a lot of ones off the list. But of what I saw, I could do 13 movies. Watch a lot of old movies. What do you expect?
Yeah, same here.
So... how do you want to do this? Do you just want to go one at a time?
Yeah, that works for me. And we'll kind of go like the bottom of the list to the top of the list.
Okay, and I want to bring up the point. This is also in the order I remembered them. I'm just going right down the order of what I wrote down in my iPhone earlier today, picking 13 movies from 2013 I saw.
Okay.
So the first on the list is Kings of Summer.
Oh.
Which is awesome. I really like this movie. So if I did make a top 10, this could potentially have been like somewhere in the top 3.
Oh, you should save this for later down.
Yeah, see, well, sorry. It's that's the thing with my list.
So your list is going to go like this, that my list is going to go like merp to yeah.
I guess apparently, well, I'm not changing my list. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, that's
whoa,
fine.
Wait a minute. Hope I didn't just lose my list.
Keep it interesting. Yeah, I hope you don't hit that trash can at the bottom. That's kind of a nightmare. I hate that thing. Okay. That's happened to me many a podcast, sir.
I know. This thing with the iPhone, I don't like the way it works like that. The delete button is too obvious. But yeah, Kings of Summer. Did you see it?
No.
You should see it as soon as possible.
I know. My girlfriend keeps telling me that she wants to watch it and that I was supposed to download it from iTunes or something. Legally. And I just haven't got around to it. I hear it's really good, though.
I like that long-winded explanation to when you said download it legally from iTunes.
You know, man, we got kicked off of iTunes. I just want them to know that I legally purchased things from
this
there.
Show didn't. This show didn't get kicked off iTunes. But it could be next,
ours,
though.
A friend of ours.
A friend of ours named Justin Channel and Zane Crosby. Yeah, our last show, Have You Seen My Childhood, did get taken off the iTunes store.
Briefly.
So if you were enjoying the family films off of that, you got to go back to seenmychildhood.podbean.com and resubscribe through iTunes. I mean, I don't know. You could also just resubscribe through iTunes. Search for Have You Seen My Childhood. If you missed those old-fashioned child movies reviews we used to do.
Well, I guess I'll do my first one. And mine was Dark Knight Returns Part 2.
Dark Knight Returns.
Which last year I had Dark Knight Returns Part 1 on my list. And this year, this came out right at the beginning of the year. I actually kept a pretty comprehensive list this year of everything I watched. And
so this is the animated, right?
Yeah, this is the second part of the Frank Miller's adaptation of the classic Batman, the most classic of all time, probably, Batman story, The Dark Knight Returns. And this part was really awesome. Stuff I never thought I'd see animated, like a Nazi lady with swastikas covering her nipples animated showed up in this film. It was pretty crazy. Like, parts, like, there's just parts you're just like, wow, they're not going to put that in there. Oh, nope. They got away with that. That's pretty cool. A lot of blood and stuff. It was pretty crazy. The whole thing turned out really good. I can't really recommend it enough. You can buy it now as a whole thing for, like, $20. Like, the whole thing put together. They Lord of the Rings-ed ya. They sold them individually, and then they were like, well, now you can get them as one complete movie, and we got a documentary on this.
Because you mentioned Lord of the Rings. I'm just going to go right into my number two.
Oh, okay.
Which is The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
I've been a terrible nerd. I'm going to open with that. I haven't seen that movie at all. And I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
Listen, I'm still against them being three movies. At this point, like, I went to the theater. I didn't even bother to say the whole title. I was just like, yeah, Hobbit 2. Hobbit 2.
The Lord of the Rings one.
I feel like it should have just been called Hobbits. Like, really simplify it like Aliens.
Yeah.
Because all of this, it's the desolation of Smaug. Going on too long.
I thought it was Smaug for a long time, but it's Smaug.
Is it actually Smaug?
Yeah, it's like Smaug.
I thought it was Smaug.
I did too. It's Smaug. Smaug. Smaug.
Smaug?
I do this all the time. Everybody makes fun of me. I just, now I'm obsessed with it because I just found it. Because it's one of those things like
I didn't know this.
I read that book a bunch when I was a kid and Smaug. But then like, you know, like you hear it on TV finally, like the desolation of Smaug.
Or I read like, it, but what? I didn't hear them pronouncing it. I didn't really watch the kids' movie that much when I was young.
I don't remember them pronouncing it in the kids' movie, but I watched the crap out of that, too. That movie was really good.
But I don't know. This one was all right. I mean, it's better than the last one. There's a really sweet scene where they're fighting spiders.
Yeah.
But it's kind
of
like...
I saw part of that. I worked at a movie theater, so I just walked into a part where... he put on the ring and could hear the spiders talking. That was so creepy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Spider sequence is amazing. But I'm kind of like, we could have trimmed this down a little bit. It could have been one, like, three-hour movie. That would have been fine, but...
3 hours is a long time to watch a movie,
but this movie's over, too. Yeah. It's almost three.
Are there songs in this one, too?
No, there's no songs.
Fuck, that was my favorite part of the first one.
Yeah, the songs are pretty
cool. I love the first one. So did you actually like this movie, or is it on your list just because you saw
it? No, I saw it, and I did like it. I've liked all of them.
How was Cumberbatch?
He's like a weird chameleon-type guy.
Isn't he?
I didn't even realize he was in it until you just mentioned that.
He's Smaug.
he's plays Smaug.
He's Smaug.
Okay, then that's why I didn't know, because...
And he's a character called the Necromancer, I'm not aware of.
I don't remember
that. I just read a lot of stuff on the internet.
Oh. I do think Smaug.
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 Smart.
I think he was really well done, like the CG and everything.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it, but I'm still on the boat of it's a little bit too long.
Martin Freeman's sick.
Oh yeah, Martin Freeman's great. He's like the best Bilbo we've had yet.
I was watching the Fellowship of the Rings the other day, and they kept showing the commercial for Desolation of Smaug. And every time they kept showing it was like the birthday party scene in the beginning, and I was like, man. Martin Freeman is perfect. He does a perfect like job playing this guy still. Like, they do, like, it's so believable that that's him as an old man, like, even to watch those now. You're like, wow, this all just transitions well.
Yeah, I am really happy with Martin Freeman in that. He's in another one of my top picks, but since it's not in the order I saw it, I can't do it next. My next one is actually,
This is the End.
Okay, that is on my list.
We'll cross that
off my list, then I don't have to bring it up.
Okay, but you probably have some like that on mine too, but you can just be like, this is where this was.
Yeah, it was, I don't even care to say what number it is, because I'll just skip it. I saw it in the theater.
I liked it a lot. It's one of those movies I thought was going to be really funny, and it was as funny as I expected, but like, I mean, spoilers. Can we do spoilers on this?
We don't have to. That's a tough call. I don't want to do spoilers.
Okay.
I feel like spoilers are really...
Well, okay, I'll just say there's a surprise cameo that I found very hilarious.
Oh, was it at the end?
Yes.
Let me tell you, that part, that took that movie down such a notch for me.
No way.
I really thought it was out of nowhere. I felt like it had no reason to be in the movie.
No, it's a callback from the beginning.
When they're listening to Backstreet Boys?
No. I mean, okay, this is going to be a spoiler, so if you don't want to hear this,
okay, go ahead. Just fuck it.
15 seconds.
Fuck it. Who cares?
Okay,
I don't care if we spoil
this.
There's
a part
right
at the beginning when they're walking into that party, and he goes, oh, I heard Channing Tatum lives on this street. At that point, I thought about that, and I thought when they were in that house, and that was going to be in his house, when that, like, the Gozer-looking monster from Ghostbusters is chasing him through the house. I thought that was going to be his house. And I was like, oh, okay, that was just a dead lead. I just didn't think about that. And then when he popped up at the end, I thought that was so funny because I thought about that whole movie for some reason.
Channing Tatum popping up?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Backstreet Boys.
No.
Yeah, Channing Tatum's funny, but the Backstreet Boys at the very end, it was like the only movie where right at the end it just went, Well, that went from something I really enjoyed to just like, why'd you go that route with the very ending?
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Danny McBride just being Danny McBride was really fun.
That was really good. I liked him a lot.
That whole scene where he, like, it reveals he's there and he makes all their food and he does, like, he that walk down the whole hallway thing was awesome. Just, like, I love all the, like, it was just fun.
Yeah. But, I mean, for what it was, it's really enjoyable. But yeah. I'm not going to say it would have made my top 10 list, probably.
No, me either. That's why it's at the bottom of my list. But however, mine goes... Let's see. Yeah.
My 13 movies I can remember in 2013 definitely made it onto that list.
Okay.
All right, so it's my turn?
Yes.
Saw Blue Jasmine, Woody Allen's new movie.
That's the one with...
Wait, Louis? There's a lot of people in it. So, Louis? Yeah, Louis's in it, and Andrew Dice Clay.
Whoa. Is he doing some nursery rhymes? To babies? That? Nursery rhymes for babies? Hickory Dickory Dock. Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. That's who you're thinking about. I got mixed up with nursery rhymes, and then I'm like, oh, wait, his comic signature, nursery rhymes. He's actually really good in the movie.
That's though. What I've heard.
He's great. Louis, I mean, it's Louis. He's doing well on camera.
Yeah.
But I just felt like his part didn't need to be there. Like, it's a really just kind of, like, dead-end subplot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a bummer. I mean, it kind of sets a little bit of a tone with the movie, but I felt like, it's like, oh, man, Louis didn't need to be in this movie. However, he's going to be, I guess Woody Allen's going to make a movie just with Louis. As
what? That's really cool.
It sounds like it could be really cool.
How old is Woody Allen?
I think like 70-something, probably.
Good for him, man.
He's got to be.
Still making entertaining movies, right?
Oh, yeah. Blue Jasmine's
really
good. I
saw Midnight in Paris that last year.
Oh, yeah. Midnight in Paris is really good. I think it was like 2 years ago. I think he's had one movie in between this. He makes a movie every year, and with somebody who doesn't keep up on movies a lot and just catches up on old stuff, I'm pretty much constantly going to be catching up on movies.
That's how I feel, man. Yeah.
Like, and I've got, I can't like,
right now, I just have,
movies.
Like, a list on my phone of just hundreds of movies. It's crazy.
I have just tons of movies just sitting around at home I haven't even watched, so.
Dude, I saw Good Will Hunting for the first time this year.
What? You had never seen
No,
that?
And I absolutely loved it. I adored it. It was like, oh my God, this is such an inspiring movie.
See, that's why we really need to just do,
You gotta
like,
see.
You gotta seize more, but also, we just need to make lists of movies we watch this year, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared for this right now, so I can't do it.
Hey, we're jumping back in real quick. Just to remind you to click the link on our page. Then it takes you to Amazon.com. It's like a magic trick. You're like, where's this link going to take me? Amazon.com. And you're like, oh, shit, I got to get stuff anyway. And guess what? Amazon.com has everything. And sometimes it's pretty reasonably priced. If you have Amazon Prime, you can get to your house in 2 days.
Are they using the drones yet?
You can get in your house in 3 hours with the drones.
Well, I do they have them yet? That's all I'm wondering.
2015 or something? Or 17? The future?
Well, guys, keep buying from Amazon so we can eventually get them drones.
Yeah, exactly.
Now back to the show.
From Warehouse.
What's your next one? What do you
My next one is The Way, Way Back.
I wanted to see this.
This was so much fun.
It's down on the Netflix rental queue.
Aww.
Because I've been, like, Netflix Blu-ray, like, queuing, like, mostly new stuff just to get that. Because I'm like, well, Netflix is going to be screwing up with video stores. I'm at least going to be like, well, you have to deliver the new movies now.
Yeah.
Because I would never get new releases at video stores. I'd always go for the old stuff. So now it's, like, a little bit of, like, well, their streaming's kind of going downhill. There's still tons of stuff I haven't watched on there yet, which is another point of movies laying around everywhere.
Yeah.
But I'll get to The Way, Way Back. I've heard it's really good. Steve Carell's
Steve Carell's in it. He plays, like, the biggest douchebag in the whole world. He's, like, this kid's, like, mom's boyfriend or something. But, like, the good credit character, like...
This kid's mom's...
It's, like, the whole thing is a story about this kid has... He's, like... It's kind of... It's not his stepdad, but it's, like, his mom dates this guy. And he's making their family go on this... Like, go to this cabin or something for the summer. And he doesn't want to do it. And he ends up working at this, like, water park where Sam Rockwell works and, like, kind of takes him under his wing. And Sam Rockwell's kind of a loser. He's kind of like a better Waiting, but it takes place in, like, an amusement park, like a, it's like a water park, I guess.
So it's kind of like a better Adventureland, even though I really liked Adventureland.
It is. It's like, I'd say Adventureland is like a 6 or a 7, and this movie is like an 8 or a 9.
Okay, yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
I liked Adventureland a lot, but I did feel like, there's some stuff there.
It's like, ultimately, the growing up message is like better in this one. You know what I mean? Like, it's good.
Okay.
I like it.
My next one, Anchorman 2.
I still haven't seen this,
which I
either.
Believe is Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Again. It's Anchorman 2. Sorry.
I got a couple of those coming up.
I really liked Anchorman 2, but I didn't think it was as good as the original. I don't know. We'll see over time. There was a lot of stuff I liked, a lot of stuff I was kind of like, all right, you guys are just going a little bit too far.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I get it. It's Anchorman. It's just supposed to be ridiculous and funny, but come on, can we get some Brian Fantana, motherfuckers? More Brian Fantana in that movie.
Ant-Man. Oh, I can't wait.
I wonder how many more people are going to associate him with Brian Fantana than Ant-Man. Or just Paul Rudd.
Isn't that crazy to think about, man?
So you didn't see it?
I still haven't seen that or The Hobbit.
It's weird that we're our lists are going to be very different. Are you going to see Blue Jasmine?
If it pops up on Netflix, maybe.
Okay. I think we should just go ahead and mention that. If we haven't seen it, are we going to watch it?
Yeah, that sounds good. I like that. All right,
so what do you got next?
Next, I have one of those twos. It's, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
I never watched the first one.
The first one's okay. It's a fun movie. If you like kids, kids killing kids.
But what if you had your kids killing kids quota with Battle Royale?
I'll tell you what, it's different enough to where you're like, okay, I can see where the premise is kind of like this, but it's different enough. And this movie was a lot, like, I read the books, but like, I mean, my girlfriend has and stuff. So I'll be like, oh, is this like the books? And she's like, this one's just like the books. And, I thought this movie was awesome. Okay. I was like, it's kind of like one of those things you do. You're like, my girlfriend read these books and I'll go see this movie. And then you're like, this movie really kicks ass.
See, I've heard bad things about the first movie.
I would say like, first one's okay, 6. This movie's like an 8.
But I really like Jennifer Lawrence.
She's really good in them.
Okay.
And she's awesome in them. Ever seen Winter's Bone? I haven't.
Okay, it's really good. You should see Winter's Bone.
I always wanted to. She's really young in that, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Like, that was like her big movie.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really good in this movie. Lenny Kravitz is really good in this movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz is in this movie?
Yeah. He plays like, he's like the guy that their fashion guy. Cause like each one has like a team of people who take care of them in this thing. And they play in these games and then like, they're all brought back. Like this one, they make like, it's like a best of year so that they can bring her back in. And it's like,
I wouldn't like that if I was really, why would they bring her back? Does she forced?
Yes, and she's really upset about it. It's like a really terrible thing.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, she doesn't want to do it, obviously. Like, it's really crazy.
But, I mean, but if, like, you got to feel flattered slightly, though.
Right.
Because you're being told you're the best.
Because the reason they do it is because of what happened at the end of the first movie. I don't want to spoil the first movie for you, but something happens at the end of the first movie that makes her kind of this symbol for a rebellion. So then all these people who have been living under this thing called, like, they live in all these districts, and, like, they, like, it's, like, they're numbered to like, 13 or something, 12 or 13, or, I don't know. And, like, the first one's, like, there's, like, this capital that rules over all of them, and it's, like, all these rich, ridiculous people who dress like, future clowns. They're really silly.
Okay.
There's this really funny part in the movie, though, where they're, like, they're at this party, and this guy comes up to him and he has this little glass and he's like, you guys want to drink this? And he's like, no, we're absolutely stuffed. And he goes, no, this is so that you could throw up and eat more food. And they're just like appalled because they're like from these places where people are just starving to death. And this guy's like, and they're like, no, that's terrible. And that guy just goes, and drinks it. Oh, it's so hilarious. I laughed so hard. Everybody else is like mortified. And I was just like, that guy. That's my favorite character. Oh, and Philip Seymour Hoffman's is in it.
You know what? You're kind of making me want to watch these Hunger Games.
You should watch. Dude, they're pretty good, man. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
What's your next one?
My next one is Pacific Rim.
That one's on my list, so I'll cross that off down the road.
Yeah, so we both saw Pacific Rim. I liked it a lot. I felt like a dick for not seeing it in the theater after I saw it at home, because I'm like, this would have been amazing in the theater.
It was awesome in 3D.
Okay, that's what I figured. It was awesome. It's pretty much all you can ask for with Guillermo del Toro and Charlie Day and Ron Perlman being together.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're like, I want to see what happens when that transpires. You're going to be really happy with Pacific Rim. Also, best giant robot fighting movie we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a really rough time for giant robot fighting movies.
I heard he's working on a prequel to it now.
Really? Because I thought it bombed really bad.
Dude, only in the U.S. Everywhere else it did really, 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 really good. So it made a bunch of money.
Okay.
Here, I'll bring up that box office mojo.
I mean, I figured Japan was like, hell yeah, Pacific Rim.
Hells yeah, Pacific Rim.
Listen, we don't want to be associated, so we're not going to make these kaiju fighting movies anymore. But if you guys make them, we're going to be there.
Man, I really dug this whole movie. Like, it's kind of one of those things you go into, and they didn't tell you a whole lot about it, and I thought it all turned out good. Okay, the budget was $190 million.
Okay.
Huge. Worldwide, it made $411 million.
Okay.
So, pretty good. Yeah, domestically, though, it only made $101. So, yeah, it was overseas.
All right, what do you have next?
Next, I've got, Star Trek Into Darkness.
I have that on my list.
I saw that in 3D.
There's one for me.
But I'll be honest, most of the time watching it, as much of a Star Trek fan I am, I kept leaning over to my friend Josh saying, Star Wars is going to be awesome. Because there were so many Star Wars-esque scenes I felt in the movie, like them fighting on the speeders at the end and things just felt real Star Wars-y. But man, Cumberbatch, he's awesome in that movie.
Yeah, I really liked him. I mean, it's a different Khan. I'll be honest, I prefer Ricardo Montalban.
Did you know it was going to be Khan when you saw the movie?
I pretty much assumed. It kind of just seemed like, oh. But I liked a lot of, I think we've already talked about Star Trek Into Darkness. I'm almost positive we have on this podcast.
Yeah, I think
if
we
not,
did
we've
too.
Just talked about it we've to each like, other enough.
I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah, so we both enjoy, I mean, the thing is, I kind of knew I was going to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I agree.
It just looked, I mean, they hit the first one out of the park. It made me start liking the original series. So it's kind of like, oh, well, I got to thank it for that at least.
Man, I got that on Black Friday for $10. I got to watch that soon. I haven't seen it since it was in theaters.
Okay.
I just got so many things on Black Friday, I'm not caught up through it.
So is it back to me now?
Yeah, back to you.
I got Bad Grandpa.
Oh, I haven't got to see this yet.
I really liked Bad Grandpa. I kind of felt like those guys really hit like an artistic high on this one with their abilities as not just as a film because it's structured as a film, but their ability as pranksters to be like, well, we know the story we're going to tell and almost have certain pranks that are actually key signature moments. And be like, well, this is how we're going to pull it off and get the exact reaction we want.
The Oscar-nominated Bad Grandpa.
And you know what? Those effects are, like, they deserve...
I think, like, dude, time they started nominating stuff like that.
Like, a technical skill in that film, absolutely it should win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Because they were not only able to trick you into watching it on film and be like, oh, he's an old man. They were able to get random people to think, that's just an old man.
Yeah.
So
people who are well aware of Johnny Knoxville is, because I'm sure I've saw the credits. It's all the movie I've seen. It's him telling people that, hey, it's me, Johnny Knoxville. And they're like, oh, shit, no way. And every time everybody knows who Johnny Knoxville is.
Yeah. But they're like, so, oh, like, that
to
guy,
be able
no,
to
I thought
disguise
it was
him and him to be able to disguise himself. They well earned that.
Yeah, I think I have a gut feeling they're going to win with all the
that'd be fun.
That's gone around.
You know, it's weird. Hobbit, no nomination for makeup or hair. When did hair and makeup be one thing? Has it always been one thing?
I think it's always been one thing.
Oh, that's kind of crappy.
But you know what? I think, isn't there other special effects things? This is the thing about...
like it's like visual effects.
Well, The Hobbit, they actually even painted over some of their visual effects. Like, the orcs were in fucking big costumes.
Yeah.
And they painted over them with CG.
What?
I'm not kidding you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Let's see. So
oh my gosh.
What do you...
is it me?
Oh, it's back to you.
Yeah, I'm going back to DC Animated again. Justice League Flashpoint Paradox. This one's...
it's so weird because, you know, most people in their top tens, they would never put these comic book movies
but
in.
If people watch these movies, man, these were good. I'm not kidding, man. This one in particular was excellent.
Okay.
Voice cast was real good. It's based on a pre-existing story written by Geoff Johns. It was pretty much the exact same thing as the graphic novel, which I love a lot. And, Kevin Conroy's at the very end is Batman. So that's always fun. And it's kind of it's all about this alternate reality that the Flash creates by mistake. And instead of he goes for Batman's help when he gets to this world. And he's like, Batman don't know what's going on. And he gets there and he finds out it's not Batman, but it's Batman's dad. And it's this alternate reality where Batman, or like where Bruce Wayne and his mother were killed. And it made, or I mean, no, Bruce Wayne's killed.
Oh.
And not his mother or father.
Okay.
And then his father becomes Batman and his mother becomes the Joker.
Listen, can you animate your description of this? Because
oh
that would
God,
be
it
great.
Would be so
where
bad.
It's like Bruce Wayne and his mother were killed. Bang, bang.
Wait, his mother wasn't killed.
Then the bullet just comes out and all the blood goes back in. Yeah. Oh. I would watch that before I'd watch these DC things. But these DC things do sound good. I love the animated
fun,
series. So.
Yeah, they're a lot in the vein of that kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, they're set for anybody. They're not like made for kids. Like they're just kind of like, I don't know, these are actually more adult, I feel, than for children.
Okay.
But
so,
I recommend it.
Yeah, I think I might actually finally start watching these.
These honestly pop up on Netflix all the time. So, okay. I mean, if you're ever bored and they're like 80 minutes long and they're entertaining, and they always have people you know. So
I might have to start watching them. Can I come on the other podcast and talk about
that'd
them?
Be fun, man. We'll do that.
I don't read comic books, but I watch a lot of cartoons. So my next one, which I'm down to number 9. I'm not sure. I think are we at 9 for each?
I think. Hold on. Let me see. I have like 7, dude.
You have 7 left? Because it should be 26 movies. Well, this overlapping thing is just going to mess us up. But from what I can tell, my next one is The Conjuring.
Okay.
Which I watched like last week on Blu-ray.
Yeah?
It was all right. I wasn't that crazy about it, though. It was just kind of like, eh. If you like Exorcist movies, that one's pretty good. The cast's good. It's a pretty solid story. But am I going to watch it again? Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I heard it was okay.
It's a good job, though.
My friend Josh Lively, and it was awesome.
I was invited, but you didn't check to see if I was off work.
I'm sorry.
I don't really think I want to see
They're always random when we go up there. No, listen, we were kind of on the fence because I've seen I haven't really liked any of the X-Men movies. This is my favorite. This is definitely my favorite X-Men movie. I would say this is one of my favorite superhero movies. And it was really well done. It was so much fun. And we were all leaving. We were all smiling and laughing. And I talk about this movie all the time still. It was good.
Did you see this like IMAX 3D?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it was just regular 3D.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll give it a chance.
It was fun.
I didn't care about the other one. I want to watch.
I've got the unedited and
Unleashed.
Oh,
that's the one
version,
I want to watch.
And it's the one with all the blood and fucks.
Wait, you mean the one with the green screen has extra blood and fucks?
No. That's Wolverine Origins.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about The Wolverine. They released on the Blu-ray, you can get an extended and unrated cut where they added a bunch of blood and gore and he says fuck a bunch. And that's sweet. This is the first time they've ever released an unrated cut for a superhero movie.
I've never. Yeah. Wow. That's kind of weird. Do you think they just planned that out? Like,
I think originally
more
they
more
were like,
fucks.
I think originally they were going to make an R-rated movie and they wouldn't let them do it. So they were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to use your money. We're going to make the R-rated movie. Then we're going to make you cut it down as close as you can get it. And then we're going to release it like that on DVD anyway.
Suck it.
Suck our fucking extending snick dicks. So.
All right, so my next pick, by pick I mean a movie I saw this year,
right,
is The World's End.
Oh, that was on my list too.
I think I thought it was my favorite, and then I got the other two on Blu-ray and rewatched them. And I don't think I can pick a favorite.
That's my thing. Last night, someone at work asked me what my favorite movie was, and I was like, I think it's Shaun of the Dead. And then I paused, and I was like, yeah, but I really like Hot Fuzz a lot. And then I paused for a second, and I was like, yeah, The World's End was pretty good too, though. Oh, man, those movies are all three so perfect.
Yeah, and some people really didn't like The World's End. I'm kind of like, what?
Yeah, you're crazy.
I loved it so much that I think it's insane not to like it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
And I watched it twice. Same thing, both times. So I don't know why some people were upset with it. Maybe it was just anticipation wasn't met. Who knows?
I have 4 movies left. How many do you have left?
I have 3.
Okay, well, that's good.
So it sounds like we're about close.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I guess I'll have to break these up a little bit. So I'm going to go Monsters University next.
Didn't see it. Fucking... I've never seen the original.
Oh.
Yeah.
The original's great. One
can
of my
this
favorite
be a, can
movies.
Can this be a Have You Seen My Childhood?
Holy shit, yes. This is going to be like one of the most glowing reviews you ever hear in your life. Some of my favorite movies in the whole world. Billy Crystal, John Goodman are the main characters.
Well, yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, it's awesome. Okay. It's such a good movie.
I mean, of course that's going to be good.
But this one is it's them. Pixar. It's a prequel, and originally I think the idea was kind of dumb, and I just really liked the original. I didn't want to see this movie. I waited until like the last week it was in theaters and saw it, and I absolutely loved it. The ending was way different than I expected. I won't spoil it for you, but it is not what you think, and it is really just a good message, you know, great, really, really... underrated, I felt, this year movie, surprisingly.
Because it didn't get an Oscar.
No, but The Croods did.
I didn't see The
Croods. The Croods fucking sucks.
But, like, it all of a sudden, right when Oscar season came up, I saw all these good reviews popping up for
it. I didn't like it, dude. I thought it was just, like, it was just a generic,
I don't even know what it's about.
It was just a generic animated movie that wasn't a Disney movie for me. Maybe I'm biased.
Did you watch?
I'm a huge
so you
Disney
watched
guy.
It? Well, I'm not a huge. I'm not.
I watch all those animated movies
like,
mostly.
I'm a huge Pixar guy, but at a point, Disney, I didn't give a shit.
Well, Disney's back. I'm gonna let you know. Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph was great. I loved it.
And a movie coming up later that I'll talk about.
I felt like Wreck-It Ralph was so like to my childhood that it felt like pandering.
It was good.
Like
man.
How, like when you saw Scott Pilgrim, didn't you kind of whenever I see video game movies, just something to me, even though I will love them, it'll be like I'm going, but I'm like, well, I know I'm not like this. They're kind of pandering to me.
But don't you appreciate that
in a way?
Well, okay,
yes.
Listen though. Listen, okay, you live in a world where you're gonna see James Gunn make a fucking $100 million movie about a fucking raccoon that shoots a machine gun. That's like a movie made for me, at least. I feel like you are also in this boat.
I'm pretty...
We live in that world. That's insane. Think about people in the 80s. You know what they had? That fucking David Hasselhoff is Nick Fury. How much does that shit
well,
suck?
Well, wait a minute. They had a lot of good... They had,
that might even be the 90s.
Wait. But then the 80s had, like, you know, you had Blade Runner, and you had... You know, I'm trying to think of, you had, the, you know, the beginning or the end of the Star Wars trilogy.
That's true.
You had a lot of big movies in the 80s. I feel like writing off a whole decade just because they didn't have good comic book movies.
Well, I mean, like,
kind of ridiculous.
Even like, I'm being like regular technology, how crazy it is and stuff. I'm just saying, I feel
true.
Like movies, there were cool movies back then, but they are fewer and far between. The volume of movies that come out now
and that's
is
why
so insane that there's so much, like, there's just so much more diversity and, like, there's so much craziness that can be in movies.
You
now.
Know what? How do people who like watch? Have you ever talked to somebody? It's like they've seen every fucking movie. I kind of feel like they're either liars or they really must have nothing else to do.
Yeah,
it takes. I watched tons of movies this year, but I don't always have the time for it. And it's like there's still shit. It's like, yeah, I didn't see that. But you know, what I watched the other night was this.
It's hard because I feel like when I have free time, if I watch a movie, I'm gonna like eat dinner, watch a movie, and then go to bed. And then I kind of like watching like two or three TV shows, doing some stuff, cleaning.
And then TV shows really kind of ruin a lot of spare time because it's like
there's so much.
You can just take your entertainment in little bites.
There's another problem we have in our age: too many good television shows. Ooh. I watch like 30 television shows.
We should just have a TV shows episode.
You think that's an over-exaggeration? I probably really watch over 30 TV shows.
Do you have cable though?
Yeah.
See, I just have VOD. Services, so I'm like catching up on old shit.
Wait, so you just have on demand?
Yeah, I have cable, but it's like just the local channels and like a handful of random shit.
I want just on demand.
But no, when I say just on demand, I mean like video on demand, like Netflix and Go.
I thought you meant like the on demand service attached to like cable.
No, I don't. I just have shitty cable and internet. That's
I don't ever watch anything live, barely ever.
Okay, Agents is it my pick
Shield.
Though?
Yes, I did Monsters U.
Okay, so I picked Evil Dead. Oh, and by picked, I mean I saw it. I'll be honest, wasn't crazy about this Evil Dead remake.
Didn't see it.
I know you didn't see it. I think we've already talked about it on this show. But it just, I don't know. It wasn't really Evil Dead. It's a reimagining, and I understand that, but it was kind of like, it's not a reimagining for me. I'm sorry. I appreciate the practical effects, though, that they did. The effects were all great looking. It's just overall, it's like... I don't care about this one as much. It doesn't have that playfulness to it that the original had, which probably had it because they had to do all practical effects that even though they looked gory and made you cringe, it's kind of like, eh, it's a little, you can tell what that is. Whereas this one looks like so good and is so like, in your face, look at this shit. It's like, that's not what I was looking for. There was a playful tone to the ridiculous gore of the original.
Yeah,
three.
That's just not the same kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a reimagining that's, you know, for what it is, it's okay. It just really wasn't for me. I kind of wish they would have just made another movie that was almost exactly the same.
Army of Darkness 2, man, maybe.
If that happens, that would be cool.
Dude, you, me, and Josh have to get together and see that.
But yeah, we've talked about Evil Dead on this show. I think I've talked about the remake.
Yeah,
I remember,
you did. Because so, I let you just talk to me all about it that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and
I was like, I'm not going to see it.
My opinion didn't change much, so okay. You just listen to that one if it's still online.
Okay.
Mine? What do you got? Yeah.
Oh, this is hard because I have two. Do you have one?
I have two.
Oh, that's sweet. So we both have two left.
Yeah.
I don't think they're the same. I don't think any of these
are
the same.
Oh, I don't think so. No,
I know
no,
they're
absolutely.
Not because I absolutely know you didn't pick either of these. I honestly, both of these, I feel like, share the number one spot of the year for me. First of all, I guess I'm going to go ahead and go Frozen.
Frozen.
Which was wonderful. I know you're thinking, Frozen, you're a fucking 27-year-old man. What are you doing seeing Frozen? Well, it's Walt Disney Animation, and it's wonderful. I felt like Tangled was pretty close, but I felt like this was like classic Disney. Like, when you think about old, awesome movies with really kick-ass songs, great characters, great moments that you'll think about forever, that will become crazy theme park rides and Broadway musicals and stuff. I think this is the next one, and I liked it a lot.
Okay, well, I might see it eventually. I'm
well,
way behind.
You should.
Didn't see no Tangled.
You gotta see Tangled, too. It's good, man.
But you're a big Disney... I'm not a huge Disney fan.
Huge.
I know you're a huge one. Even the Pixar ones, it takes me a while. Like, I'm never going to watch Cars, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, I just watched Cars 2 days ago.
I think Cars looks lame, and I don't want to see it.
It's good. You'll watch it, and you'll be like, God damn it.
You know what? I've never even
tugging
seen
my heart
Finding
streams.
Nemo.
What?
However, WALL-E, I think, is fantastic.
WALL-E's my favorite movie.
But do you count Pixar as Disney at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
I think everything's been... I don't follow Disney. Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, so... My next pick is Return to Class of Nukem High, Volume 1.
Oh, that was my number one.
Really? No. Is that really your number one?
No.
After
no,
Frozen.
No. that Frozen would have tossed him.
You know what? I'll be
me.
Honest. The trailer for Nukem High, I'm kind of like, it doesn't quite look... It's like the plot I would like for a Nukem High, but something about it just doesn't look like it's going to be a good trauma movie. And it kind of hurt me to say that because it's like, oh, they're doing Nukem High again. Of course this is going to be awesome. I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it. And it's weird where it's like, am I getting older, losing taste with trauma?
Yeah.
But then like I watched the original Nukem High a little bit before that.
It's still good, man.
I love Nukem High.
I watched it a couple years ago by myself. It was fun.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that I've watched, like Mother's Day I've watched recently, but that's a weird count for a trauma movie. So I don't feel like I'm that change. I just feel like it really felt cheap. Like, and I don't mean that like in a sense of trauma cheap. It's just like cheap as in, you know, you guys could have gone a little bit better. But don't get me wrong. The effects and everything look great. It's the best looking trauma movie, except for like the digital look of it, they kind of skimped on it. It looks like it's edited like a goddamn YouTube
video. Oh, and that stinks. Kinda,
like, you have like these pop up motion graphics, and it's like you would have not had that much in old trauma movies because they couldn't afford to do it. But now that they can, they're just, it's like, okay, you're going a little overboard with this. I shouldn't have to read very much long passages in a movie to explain how the movie goes. And it's two fucking movies. And there's still segments where it's like, and this happens, and text comes up in this movie. So I'm a little bit worried of how, I don't know, it just doesn't feel as coherent as a trauma movie. And it's hard to talk about them because they're all a little bit, it's like, it's just shit that happens. There's not really hardcore stories to all of them. But I don't know, something about this one just didn't set well with me.
Yeah.
Like Poltergeist. Poltergeist is really good.
Ugh.
I haven't watched it in a while, though. But, I mean, it was only a couple years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So what do you got?
I actually had two more. I skipped one earlier, and I forgot to talk about it.
You motherfucker.
And they're really similar, and I hate that.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. I'll talk about the one I skipped briefly, and then I guess...
Just go.
I'm sorry. I'll still do both of mine if you want to go last, if that's what the thing is here.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll just have to... I'll go last.
Okay, well, I'll just do both of mine.
Okay.
So you can Well, you know what?
Let me... Can I just do mine, and you do too?
That's fine.
Because it's a Lovelace. Oh. Like, I needed one more to fill out something else. I didn't like Lovelace.
So what, you, what was your favorite movie of the year, you think?
Oh,
then?
Favorite. Oh,
and then talk about Lovelace. I'm sorry.
We don't really need to.
You hated it, though.
I didn't like it, no. That's what I heard. I didn't hate it.
I heard it was just like, I wish I wouldn't have... The person that I heard said they just said they wish they wouldn't watch it just because it was like watching just something brutal for a while, like The Passion of the Christ.
I wouldn't say it's that bad.
I mean, they didn't compare it to that.
This is what it's like. It is like a Lifetime TV movie about Linda Lovelace.
Okay.
That's just what it felt like. Don't get me wrong. I think it's Peter Skarsgård who's in it. He does a great job in that movie. And even Amanda Seyfried is really good. But it's kind of like you have the Inside Deep Throat movie. It's way more entertaining. It's just a documentary about it. And even though they're both good in it, the whole movie is just kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened, but this isn't that great of a portrayal of it.
Yeah.
Though don't get me wrong, like, Skarsgård is great as Truck Trainer. He is fantastic in that movie. It's worth watching for his performance, but overall, I didn't like the movie. So what do you got for your last two?
All right, the first one, I got Thor: The Dark World.
Yeah, I figured that would be on
which
there.
Was really awesome. I liked Thor 1. It was probably my least favorite of Marvel Phase 1, not counting the Hulk.
I didn't watch it.
It's a good movie, but it's still like, I give like a 6.5. This movie's really good though. The second one was awesome. It was really like, it was just like with the Wolverine. I kind of went in with low expectations, came out and like, man, I really love Thor. Like, hey, this is really good. Like, Loki was awesome. Everything more or less was pretty good. I didn't like the main villain. I didn't think was that great. He was okay. He just didn't do that much or make that big. I feel like we're at this problem now where we're like, villain that we haven't had a good villain in a long time, like someone that people are like, oh man, and it's more like these like kind of anti-heroes or kind of the hero. Like,
well, what about Osama bin Laden?
He's the bad guy in Captain America: The Winter Soldier. He's the Winter Soldier. It's Osama bin Laden. And
I feel like it's like Darth Vader that you got Osama bin Laden for the next generation.
Yep, the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis. That's what we need. Has there ever been like a movie where someone beats up people in the Ku Klux Klan?
Django Unchained.
They were hoods.
But there's got to be other ones. But I mean,
man, that would be such
a cool
movie.
Yeah, there were
a whole
bunch of Klansploitation movies.
Let's make a Klansploitation movie.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna be a little bit afraid to make it.
What if it's a ghost that fights the Ku Klux Klan? Because he's pissed. There's so much you have to cut out of this because we're gonna make all these movies.
But you know what though, I wouldn't with that. I might leave this one in. I feel like other people could make... I don't know if we're going to make the Ku Klux Klan movie.
If not, go ahead. Send it to me.
But honestly, I would want to see African Americans killing Ku Klux Klan members. Because I feel like that's just the obvious.
No, this was going to be an old school sheet ghost. It could be an African American under the sheet.
The question is, does...
I don't care. I'm colorblind. I don't care about race.
No, the question I have, though, is...
Colorblind casting?
At first, is there going to be a scene where the Ku Klux Klan... see the ghost, and they just think it's another Ku Klux Klan member.
That's the thing.
Or maybe it's the ghost of a Ku Klux Klan member.
They could think either, but that could be two separate parts of the movie. There's 5 minutes we filmed. Okay, you've been waiting in anticipation. I'm going to give you my last movie. My number one movie of the year. It's one of the first movies I saw early May, because good movies don't really start coming out until May. Iron Man 3.
I didn't see it yet. I like the first two.
It's fucking awesome.
Okay.
It's bold because it's a Christmas movie, but it's really, like, the whole thing is just, it's really awesome. There's a lot of, like, cool computer stuff and cool fight scenes, but there's a lot of really good acting, and Robert Downey Jr. is just really good as Tony Stark.
You know what? I wanted to watch that Hellbaby movie.
It was okay.
It looked really good. I haven't seen Bear the Millers either, so I'm kind of like, there's probably a lot of movies I'm going to watch in the next couple weeks, and that's the thing that pisses me off about these top 10 lists, is sometimes... I'll forget that stuff came out that year. So, like, I finished my top 10 list for this show last year. And then somebody put Bernie up.
Oh.
With Jack. And that movie is fantastic. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that came out this year. And
I agree. I did the same thing with Save the Date and Dread. I forgot those came out last year, and I wanted to put those on my list. I was like, fuck, those were both really good movies.
What was Save the Date?
It was this movie. It had Lizzie Kaplan. It was based on this story by this guy, something Brown. I have his books. Hold on, they're over here.
Wait a minute. I'm just going to tell you right now. This is the worst.
Jeffrey Brown. The book
this
was
is the
me.
Worst sale for a movie I've ever heard from anybody. Like,
it's really good. I'm not...
It's personal. It is baseless.
Dude, it was like 2 years ago. The guy's a comic book artist. But the whole thing's like, it's kind of an indie movie, but I liked it.
I might give it a chance, even though. It's good. You got to work on selling those.
Martin
movies.
Starr's in it.
Ooh, okay, well,
he's
there
one of the
you
main
go.
Characters.
So you could have just kept going. And
I'm sorry.
I was
trying to think of the other people in the movie where I forgot. The other girl's someone too.
Well,
she's a person. There's other people who are human beings in it. You got the
That's
internet
one of my
movie
favorite
database.
Things about
Look
movies
it up yourself.
Is when there are human beings involved.
You just have those people. The guy works at the zoo, I think. Those are probably animals. Or at least they're indicated.
We're working on it.
Before we get out of here,
okay.
Most anticipated 2014 movie.
I don't even know it's coming out this year.
Yeah.
Give me yours and I'll see if it.
Just
give me yours and I'll tell you if I agree with it.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's pretty highly anticipated.
Okay, cool.
All right.
And then The Last Hobbits.
Oh, yeah, The Last Hobbits. I'm going to watch it. I'm
the
not
Hobbit,
that...
Hobbit 3.
Like, if something happened, they're like, hey, we can't release The Hobbit 3 this year. I'm not going to get too angry.
Ben Affleck broke his leg. We can't do The Hobbit. We're working on it. You working on it?
I'm working on it. We'll be right back.